Do you think about your own father on Father's Day?
You know, I do. I think about him as somebody who I think is an object lesson. You know, he was in many ways very brilliant and very accomplished, but I think never really knew how to be the kind of father that his children needed him to be. I was less affected by it simply because he was absent. As I've written about in my first book, Dreams from My Father, he was, I think, harder in some ways on my half-brothers and sisters who lived with him. Oftentimes I think about the sadness of him not knowing his children as well as he could have, and not having the kind of stable family life that I think would have ultimately satisfied him. And in that way, I try to learn from his mistakes and make sure that the relationship I have with my children is one that not only I value, but strengthens them and makes them feel like they've got a sturdy base to stand on. As somebody who grew up without a father in the home, you know, I have a pretty good sense of what that means and the long-term void that isn't filled when a father's not in the home. And I think it, when I see young African-American men who in some ways had less than I did, who were less financially stable, maybe didn't have the support of grandparents to go along with a mother to support them. And I see them drifting and getting into trouble and getting involved in drugs and criminal activity. I think that there is a social consequence to that as well as a personal consequence. And we need to see what we can do to make sure that fathers are valued, that we, our policies are encouraging them to be part of their children's lives, that they are lifted up as important in stitching back together the kind of strong communities that we need for children to thrive.